This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Detroit, Michigan, the Motor City, home of the Big Three, the birthplace of America's manufacturing past, and now maybe the graveyard of it, too. Charlie LaDuff was raised in Detroit. He left. He eventually got a job reporting for the New York Times. He traveled the country, and then he went back. His new book, Detroit, An American Autopsy, is all about what he found there. Charlie, it's good to have you with us.
Good to hear your voice, man.
So tell me what Detroit feels like today, would you?
Today it's cold, and it hurts. It hurts. I mean, we're trying to figure out our future, which, you know, there is no future until you order the present. And we have poverty, we have unemployment, we have poor governance, a lack of policing, a lack of ambulances, the education systems rob their children. And you get up every day and you just try to think of a reason to be, and you wait for it to get warm. That's what's going on.
Lay out a little bit that idea of the American autopsy. I mean, you make a pretty distinct connection between the decline of Detroit and the rest of this country and economy.
Detroit built the American way of life. It built the middle class. Everything came out of coal and steel and rubber and cars, and it went away. And now it's like we still have coherent car companies, but we don't have the jobs because those are gone. So what do we do with all the leftover people? I mean, the whole country is on the ropes. And so when I say an American autopsy, what's happening in Detroit is happening in most places across the United States, except we're very spectacular.
This is obviously an intensely personal book for you, but I wonder how much your telling of the story of Detroit was influenced by your story of Detroit, which has tragedy, which has a little bit of comedy. I mean, it's, you know, your story in this book is no bed of roses.
I just felt it had to be personal because that's how I really know this place, through my brothers and my mom and coming home and wondering what the hell happened here. And I felt that if I was going to make a judgment about my hometown, that I had to put personal difficult things about myself in there, or I sound like a chump, or what I really was when I came home, the first time I stepped back here when I moved back with my family, which was an arrogant, East Coast, better than thou, clean-nailed, you know, man who just forgot. And then when I saw the day before Mother's Day that we put my niece in the ground who died of an overdose, and then we put her mother, my sister, on top of her who had died 8 years earlier. And I looked around that grave and I saw my brother unemployed, my brother unemployed, my brother unemployed, and my mom unemployed. I looked at that and I said, what happened here?
Tell me.
I'm going to tell you something, though, Kai. Yeah, we're still here, though. We're still here.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep going.
There's this thing that has happened sort of with Detroit and the coverage of it. It's the spectacle of the deterioration, right? The you know, watching the train wreck. It's called ruin porn. And I wonder how much of this book actually is ruin porn. How much of it is the rest of us looking at Detroit through your eyes and saying, man, what the heck?
None of it's ruin porn.
Oh, come
you
on.
Know,
you don't think so?
No,
you start with a dead guy frozen in a block of ice, and you're poking at his pants cuff with your pencil in your reporter's notebook. That's not ruin porn,
right? That's a human being. That's a human being. I'm not writing about buildings. That's what people come here and do. They write about buildings and take pictures of buildings, and they seem to miss all the humanity that's here. So, what that dead guy was about was, my brother called me and a friend of his called him, and all these like artist guys and hipsters types were skating in an abandoned basement that filled up with 5 feet of water, froze. They were having a hockey game. They all saw him, snapped photos, and left him. Mm. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, not ruin porn. Where's the life? Where's the sinew? Where's the blood? And where's the courage? Why would you leave a guy there, right? We're living, breathing human beings who have dreams and children and wishes and hunger. That's who I'm writing about. I'm writing about how hard it is to get through this, but the fact is we are, and we're fighters. So it's not ruin porn. It's about holding on.
So do the rest of us get it wrong? I mean, those of us who look at Detroit, whether it's the media or you know, the rest of the country, do we have you guys wrong?
You got a piece of it. I'm not going to, no, I don't think you have it wrong. I just don't think you have the whole picture. That, it's okay. I mean, that's human nature. Yeah, what you see, part of that is true. At least I showed everybody out there like you that we're human beings. We're tough. We're proud. We're smart. That's all.
The book by Charlie LaDuff is called Detroit, An American Autopsy. Charlie, thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you, bro.